皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning。
戦争中に育った私の人生観は神なき人生、すなわち自分の幸せのために生きることでした。小学校卒業後、川崎市の軍需工場に勤めましたが、その頃工学心に燃え、勤務を終わってから川崎駅から電車に乗って神田町にある夜学校、日大附属工学校に通いました。戦争中でしたので帰り秋葉原のホームで待っていると B-29 がやってきて、しばしば足止めを食ったことを思い出します。終戦間際に召集を受け、日本最後の軍人として終戦を迎え、その後は職を失い、食糧難の中生きるために日雇いをやりながら生きておりました。あらかじめ伝染病の予防注射で熱を出し、肋膜炎と診断され、すべてを諦め、無念の思いで日立市在住の母のところに帰りました。
I grew up during war times in a life without God, seeking only to live with what made me happy and satisfied. After graduating from elementary school, I began working at a weapon factory in Kawasaki City, but I wanted to study more, so every day after work was finished, I'd get on the train at Kawasaki Station and ride to night school in Honda City to continue my studies. It was an engineering school connected with Japan University. It was during World War II.So as I was returning home, I remember the train stopping at Akihabara Station because of a B-29. Just before the war ended, I was conscripted to the military, and with the nation's defeat, I lost my job with nothing to eat and was forced to look daily for work enough just for that day's food. Through an immunization shot, I was actually infected, developing pleurisy in my lungs. And in bitter disappointment and defeat, I went to my mother's hometown in Hitachi.
近くの多賀キリストの教会に遊びに行きました。そして幼稚園の主任である元牧師夫人に出会い、クリスチャンになりました。日曜礼拝が御言葉を学ぶ進学校と思ってですね、それから60数年教会生活を重んじ、神様から離れず現在に至りました。元気な土地は宗教はいらない、そして自分に何でもできると過信していましたが、全てを失って初めて素直に神様を信じることができました。ハレルヤ。
Upon my move to Hitachi that I met the wife of the first minister at the kindergarten in Taga ChurchAnd through meeting her, I became a Christian and studied the Word of God through worshiping with the church and Bible school. And since that time, I stand before you today, living more than 60 years as a part of the church, walking consistently with Christ and not turning away from Him. When I was strong, I had no faith or religion and believed I could depend on myself. But when it was when I lost everything that I was truly stripped bare to be able to meet our God.I believe in him. Hallelujah.
それから間もなく宣教師の3家族がやってまいりました。すぐに彼らは教会のリーダーたちと共に祈り、シオン学院をスタートさせました。私は受験番号1番で入学し、実際の若い生徒らと共に勉強し、帰ってからは夜の伝道会の手伝いと休む暇なく頑張りました。ついに過労で本物の結核にかかってしまったのです。そして敗れてしまいました。もうこの時キャノン兄弟は私を助けようと、新薬ストレプトマイシン注射液を11本くださったのであります。そのおかげで この左の肋骨7本を切って助かりました。それから60数年身体障害者でありながら大病もせず今まで過ごすことができました。
After that, three missionary families arrived in Hitachi, and after gathering together with other Japanese church leaders in prayer, God led them to begin Shion, which is the beginning of Ibaraki Christian University and high school and junior. I was the very first student accepted into the school, studying with students 10 years my junior, and evenings were filled with helping the church in evangelistic meetings and outreach. We gave it our all and didn't have much free time or rest. I worked too hard, and the dormant pleurisy bacteria developed into full-blown tuberculosis, and I began throwing up blood. At that time, Brother Joe Cannon, who was a missionary from Canada, gave me 10 doses of a new medicine called streptomycin. And thanks to that and a surgery that cut 7 of the bones in my ribcage, I was saved. I have lived more than 60 years with that handicap, yet I have been able to live a relatively healthy life with no...
ということが学んでいるんですが、これはマタイによる福音書第11章29節にあるということでございます。私は柔和で心の切り下ったものであるから、私の首を覆って私に学びなさい。そうすればあなた方の魂に休みが与えられるであろう。
Now I'd like to share with you this scripture, which I think summarizes this first part of my life. It's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
神の流れに入りましょう。神に仕えましょう。シオン学院の高校を5年間かかって卒業しました。それから資本短大に入学、そして卒業と同時に茨城大学の英文科3年に編入しまして、そして卒業、次に県の中学校の教師採用の話がありましたが、結核菌の検査が間に合わず就職できませんでした。そこでキャンパス内で宣教師の宗教雑誌の翻訳を手伝っていました。その時結婚の話がありまして、見合いとなりました。相手は大井川キリストの教会院で現在の家内であります、斉藤綾子です。で、私は結婚の条件として、私はやらなくても持っていけなくてもいいですよ。ただ教会の日曜礼拝には必ず出席してくださいね。これが第一番目の条件です。それから、教会でも講師のことですが、それは日曜学校で教えることですね。まあ、考えばそれはもう専門ですから、それをやればいいということにしました。私の母が、俺は、まあ、母に任せることが、3日間、時間を与えました。3日間で答えてください。そして3日間で、OK となって、びっくりしました。家内はそれを今まで忠実に守っておりました。それから私はすぐに母校の教師に採用されたんです。神様に導かれて採用されました。そして勤めることになって、英語、専務は英語ですから英語を教えてくださいというわけで、宣教師の手伝いをね、説教するのに英語でやるんですから、私はそのスレッドを自ら買ってやりました。礼拝の時です。礼拝になると司会やる人いないんですよ。だから私は、司会やりましたね。それで、まあ、まだ上手じゃないんですよ。音痴なんですけどそれでも賛美歌を指揮しました。学校に入れても 教会は、いや、一回も休まないでね、いろんな、どうしても、やるべきは、教会に行って、奉仕をいたしました。そして、まもなく教会の指導者はですね、年を取っていなくなってしまった。一度は、大三河教会に移籍されました。田口先生が、国会室に伺っていましたので、もう学校退職と同時に、二等教会伝道者になるために、田口教会を退職する。二等教会伝道者になるために、田口の牧師をやりました。すると、残ったものを私ぐらいですね、若い人は上から、年寄った方はもう、定年になったり、あるいは、病になったり。ということで、教会の責任を負う代表役員の責任、役員ね、その仕事だ。
Okay, there was a little bit of a break, but I'll try my best. The first part tells a little bit about how I met God, but in the second part I want to talk about some of the service that God has brought me to. After studying for 5 years, I graduated from Ibaraki Christian High School, when it was called Shion, and then immediately went to Ibaraki Christian Junior College for 2 years, and upon graduation, enrolled as an English major at Ibaraki University. To complete my bachelor's in 3 years. My intention was to teach in a prefectural junior high school, but I didn't pass the health check because of my tuberculosis, and therefore wasn't able to secure a teaching position. So I ended up helping one of the missionaries on the IC campus with translating a religious magazine. Around the same time, the talk of marriage began whirling around, and through matchmaking, I was introduced to a young woman who was a member at Onigawa Church. She became my wife, and she's sitting right here. I made one request of her. I told her, it's okay, you don't have to do any housework. My one request, though, is that you be committed to being faithful to God and worshiping God every week with the church. And then she also had training in teaching children, so I asked her to be a help in instilling the faith foundations into the children in our children's ministry. My mother was there, so we could just leave the housework to her if she would work together with me for the Lord. So I made the proposal to her and gave her 3 days to think about it. And at the end of 3 days, she said, okay. And I was so surprised, but so thankful. I was committed to worshiping God with the church every week, no matter what, and to help serving in whatever capacity was needed for the kingdom work. I got a job after marriage, soon after marriage, working as an English teacher at Ibaraki Christian High School and helped the missionaries with translation in the Bible classes. And then I also served as the worship leader on Sunday mornings at church because there was nobody else. And I am not a good singer. In fact, my voice goes all over the place, but there was nobody else, so I just did it. And after a while, several of the members became older. A group of them moved to Omika Church. And around that same time, Suzuki Sensei, who was a previous minister of this church, retired from his work at Ibaraki Christian. And at the same time, he resigned from his work as minister at Taga Church to come to take the position as the full-time minister here at Mito Church. So basically, I was the only one left in my age group, and accepted that that was from God to be a responsibility as the chair of the trustees and one of the primary leaders for that.
いよいよ学園をですね、この高校を33年無事務めることができまして、退職となりました。これから教会を守らなければならない。そこで、伝道者はいらないっていう人もいたんです。まあ、自分たちでやるからということなんですけども、まあ、私は伝道者の、必要性を感じておりましたのでですね、今日の伝道者、退職金がありましたから、それを使ってですね、研修に参りました。あとは、オクラホマクリスチャン 大学院ですね、あの、オクラホマの学校は、うちの高校と非常に近い関係がありますので、そこを選びました。で、そこの3年、実は2年なんですけど、私、1年を受けて、3年で卒業し、そして教会、高野教会の専任伝道者に就任いたしました。そして、10年間いただきました。まあ、家内は最初は行きたくないと言ったんだけど、いなくなって、行きました。で、行ったらすぐにカルチャーショックにかかりまして、もう家に閉じこもっちゃって。それで、世界の教会の婦人たちが、その時、助けてくださいました。そして、伝道者夫人として、今はやりましたけど、前は10年間は伝道者夫人としていただきました。そこでね、あの、交通事故があったんです。私ね、あの、さてで、信号が、あの、バイブルクラスに行く途中に、変な信号、あの、地震があったの、交差点が。これね、あの、信号、あの、あれは、上の方に高いところにあった。そして低いところに、あの、歩行者用の信号があった。私は、こういうふうにして、行ってみれば、これは坂があったけど、こうできないからね、このままで行ったら、青なしなんですね、青。歩行者用の信号、青を見て、走った、入ったんです。そうしたら、ダーンと、私の車が引っ掛けちゃったんです。小さな車でしたけど、そして、私がアップアップ壊して、ちょっと見てもらえるんですけども、あの、やって、出られないんです。車が出られない。そして、皆さんで10人ぐらい来て、その車をひっくり返して、そして、私は無傷でした。ただ、相手の方がちょっと無傷になりました。その方が、ちょうど鞭打ち、前に鞭打ちやって、病院に通っている途中に、2回にも、それがあってから、私は、すぐに、伝道者を辞めました。10年間で伝道者を辞めて、ちょうど、玉の業者として、田所兄弟を、ね、その仕事を、譲ったんです。これをきっかけに実践したんです。そして、その後どうしたらいいのかな。もう思いついたのは、じゃあ伝道やろう。それで今も続けておりますけども、それから。巡回伝道者としてね、天狗台の教会を伝道しよう。そして、
After enjoying working for 33 years as a high school English teacher, I retired from Ibaraki Christian High School when I became 65 years old and realized that God was opening the door for me to devote more attention to caring for the church.So I decided to dedicate my remaining years of my life and using my pension and my savings, I enrolled at Oklahoma Christian University for the Bible and Ministry program. I completed my degree in 3 years and then served for 10 years as the full-time minister at Tama Church. And my wife didn't really want to go to America originally, and she experienced a significant culture shock while we were there, but many of the women in the church were good and caring towards her.And she has also been a tremendous help and support in ministry to me. I was 80 years old. I had a major car accident. I couldn't see up high, and so I looked at the light over here on the side, and the other person wasn't paying attention, and he hit me, and my car rolled, and I was hanging upside down in the car. And ten people had to help roll the car back over and help to get me out.And because of that accident, I determined that it was time, because of the things, I decided it was time to retire from full-time ministry. Ministry was entrusted to Sadal Tadokoro, but I still wanted to serve God, and I was asking God how I could do that. And what he answered me was that I could continue to serve in the mission of Japan through writing and publishing, and also through doing occasional preaching for some of the other small churches in the area.
あなたの神、主があなたに求められることは何であるか、またこれである。すなわち、あなたの神、主を恐れ、そのすべての道に歩んで、彼を愛し、心を尽くし、精神を尽くして、あなたの神、主に仕えよ。これが何事かでございます。では次に、最後のところ、第3章。
If I was going to summarize this next part of my life, I would use this scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And now, let's talk about the third part, which is sharing the gospel with
people. すべての国民を弟子として、父と子と聖霊との名によって、彼らにバプテスマを施し、あなた方に命じておいた一切のことを守るように伝えよ。
And before I share my comments about this, I want to start this time with the scripture that summarizes this. It's from Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
During my time as a full-time minister, I authored four books. One of the books that I wrote was specifically for non-Japanese people. And actually, I asked Joel to take some of those books that have been republished into Japanese to take to the people in Tohoku. For a long time, I have continued serving by preaching at the Hidaka Church in northern Hitachi that doesn't have a minister. I was preaching there once. When I turned 88, I started to have more problems physically, and I realized that my physical stamina is just quickly leaving, and I'm getting closer to my day of homecoming in heaven.
皆さん神様のお恵みによって救われている喜びを教会生活を通して人々に伝えておるでしょうか。毎日先日伝道者会で赤星兄弟が伝道者見習いとして献身されたことを紹介されて嬉しく思いました。日本教会は立地条件に恵まれておりまして素晴らしい信者さんもたくさんおります。そういう意味で神様のご栄光を表すために愛しく祝福されている教会だと私は思います。どうか神様が水戸の教会を導かれて成長できますよう心からお祈りいたします。本日はこのような小さな器を用いてくださいまして本当にありがとうございます。
As I get closer to 90 years old and thinking about my funeral, I want it to be a strong testimony of God for other people. So I would like to ask you to pray. And I'm really thankful that I was asked to be able to speak today at Mito, to pray that you will, that my homecoming will be soon. So yoroshiku for that. But also, I'm so thankful that I can be here with all of you, worshiping with you today, and have this chance to share. So thank you for inviting me. The question that I would like to leave with all of you is this. Are you living and speaking in such a way that shares the joy of living in community with the church because of your salvation through God's grace? Last month at the monthly ministers meeting, I was so overjoyed to hear that Hiro is dedicating himself to preparation so that he will be a minister of the gospel. Mito Church has been so blessed in being planted in this place and filled with people who have faith. This church has been blessed specifically to show God's glory and goodness. And I pray that God will richly bless and guide this church to further growth and maturity. Finally, I give thanks to God that he chose to use this small piece of clay to bring a word of encouragement today. So thank you for inviting me to be with you. I stood for a long time and my legs are starting to go deep, so I'm done.
That's